Jane, what's the outside of the bacon called?
Outside?
Mm-hmm. Do you have to cut away on the edges?
Sometimes he does, and then you can get this other kind of bacon that already be sliced, you know, in the package. Mm-hmm. But the other kind, it does have a little fat skin on it. You can cut that on, okay, off the sides of it.
What is the name, or what is the man who cuts up the meat called?
Butcher. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if meat has been kept too long, you say that the meat has done...
spoil.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
A hog head. Hog head?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pig ears. And, that's right, it's pig's ears up there, and they take those ears and sell them too, and cut them off the head, mm-hmm, part.
What do you call the dish that's prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Okay,
have you heard of liver sausage or liver pudding?
Liver what?
Pudding.
No, I put liver sausage, I think, but not the liver pudding.
Okay. Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
Oh, no.
Did you ever take the juice of the hog head and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, cook it, and then you slice it? Have you ever heard of scrapple, cripple, or panhas? Suppose you'd kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. How would you describe its condition?
Mildewed, tastes funny, you know, rancy like, that's what butter would be.
Okay. What do you call thick sour milk?
Buttermilk. Clabber.
Okay. And what do you make out of clabber?
Well, you can make butter out of it if you charm it good, mm-hmm, and get the butter off of it.
This is a kind of cheese that's sort of, it's white, you know, it comes in little containers like this.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of bumpy looking. What do you call that?
It has holes in it, or?
No, it's sort of, you spoon it out. You don't cut it at all.
Oh, you spoon it out. Oh, you call it cream cheese, or?
Or, it's another kind.
A cottage cheese.
Okay. Let's see. To get the impurity out of milk, you have to do what to it? To get all the...
Pasteurize it.
And how do you do that? You have to do something...
Sterilize it, too.
Okay. See, somebody has a real good appetite, you might say. He sure likes to put away his
food.
Mm-hmm. What do you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over a pie? You heard of that?
Milk, sugar, orange. It's some kind of put on a pie,
mm-hmm,
orange.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Food taken between regular meals, you'd call it in between your meals.
In between a meal. What's food that? Taken.
When you eat food in between meals, you call that a?
Three meals.
Okay, a lot of people say that you shouldn't
eat.
Okay, eat in between meals.
Oh, that's greediness to my idea.
Yeah, would you call it a snack?
It is a snack, mm-hmm, but it's being greedy, it's the same.
Okay. What do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee, and some have juice.
Okay. How do you make coffee?
Well, you get your pot all washed up, mm-hmm, breeze, and be sure it's clean. And you put your grounds in.
Mm-hmm.
As you put your grounds, you pour your coffee in, and put your, that's grounds, you know, coffee. And after you do that, you just pour your water on top of it, and you set it on the stove, or you plug it in the wall, and then it starts percolating. It's all really good.
Okay. What do you drink when you're thirsty?